position. He was fabulous. He's not been the easiest always, but we seem to have found the key to him now, and he's been pretty solid for the last couple of years now. And chuffed to bits with him. I mean, he was great. He coped with the crowds fabulously well, and all of that. And he's kind of accepted now that as long as I don't overdo the work, he goes in and does his job.
As you were taking part in the test, did you sort of start to think this is going really well, or were you just so focused?
Pretty focused. To be fair, I have to admit to being quite frustrated, because I know we left a lot of marks out there, and that wasn't our best test. The trot work was a little bit disappointing. He could have been a little bit higher in his sort of head carriage and such, and I made a mistake in the second shoulder in. We are human, and there's two brains, not one, and a machine, and it doesn't always go perfectly. I'd love to have come out and said, wow, you know, that was amazing, that's the best we could have done. I know it wasn't, and that slightly niggles me, and I know, you know, he could be sitting here on a 25 now, and so that's frustrating. But, you know, I'm chuffed to bits with him. He's just such a fabulous horse, and, you know.
Well, you're clearly a perfectionist, because, you know, you're sitting in pretty place there in third position. What did you think when you saw your name come up?
Well, a relief, actually, I think. I knew it wasn't the perfect performance that I had hoped to do. But, you know, it was still pretty good. So, it's relief that we still were good enough to be up there. So, yeah, and I think, you know, from he was so good here last year, it does put that extra little bit of pressure on, because you come back thinking, well, yeah, but I'm hungry for more. I want to go better still. And so you do put that extra little bit of pressure on. And you know, also, you know, the fact that he was reserve again for the Europeans, and actually he's been a reserve every year since he was a 9-year-old, I think, bar one year. And you kind of think, oh, come on, you know, will he ever get a chance? And I mean, you know, it's just a shame. You feel like you just want to slightly prove a point that, you know, why won't someone give him a chance?
Well, you've still got a long way to go in the competition, and, you know, who knows what'll happen. But we'll talk about the cross country in just a moment. But what happens now? You've obviously had a grueling day, very demanding. What happens now for you and the horse?
Well, he will obviously have a nice rest tonight. But I mean, to be fair, from his point of view, because he doesn't do an awful lot of work for the dressage, it wasn't a terribly taxing day for him. You know, a lot of horses are worked several times before their test, and I can't do that with him, because he would just be offended that I'd worked him more than once. So he literally, whatever time of day he does his test, even if it was 4:30 in the afternoon, he would still only come out for the test. You know, he does plenty of coming out the stable and hand walking and grazing, but we never ride him anymore, because he does just get offended. So
he'll be having a nice box rest tonight. What about you? Your thoughts very much on the cross country. Will you be lying awake working out your route, working out your options?
Yes, we've got a free day tomorrow, so I try not to stress too much about it. But I mean, although I say there's a free day tomorrow, I've actually very lucky to have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old qualified for the young event horse, so we'll still be pretty hectic doing that. But Rev de Roy will have a lovely hack and just see a little bit of the wooded areas that are a bit quieter and chill out a bit there, and you know, be then exposed to a little bit of the atmosphere with the people. So, you know, we just with him, he does get quite scared of the crowd, so we try not to have him in the thick of it too much, but just small doses with him so he realizes he is at a competition, but then he can chill out in the quieter areas of the hacking through the woods.
How are you feeling about the course? You've obviously walked it. What are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, it's big and bold. It's, you know, we're definitely at Burley. You know, you'd be shocked if it wasn't. You know, we come here expecting to be a little bit scared.
What's your plan? Have you got a plan in place?
Well, just go out there and attack it and be as brave and fast as we can be. Jump, basically jump all those fences and come home, you know, within that optimum time.